We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen, of course it feels great. I'll be honest with you, I'm exhausted. So, like, I just, you know, I want to go home, put the feet up, drink a beer, and just, you know. So it feels real good. I'm just proud of them. I really am.
It's Dan Campbell, the coach of the Lions, who are going to be the trendiest picked team of next NFL season. And I think for damn good reason. And I don't know where you are on this as a Bears fan, but it's going to be weird. It's going to take some getting used to, I think, for a lot of us, to look at the Lions as a team with expectations and not say, well, they're just going to Lions all over themselves. Lions are going to Lions. And maybe they will. Teams fall short of expectations all the time. But I say this all the time. The Bengals were the Bungles until they got Joe Burrow. And now they're basically in the AFC Championship game every damn year. But the Lions have had a lot of things go right for them. And it started with Ben Johnson, their offensive coordinator, saying that he had unfinished business and coming back because the Lions were one of the best offenses in football and they were one of the worst defenses, particularly pass defenses in football. But I'm not sure if you guys have been following what they've done in free agency. So the Lions gave up 245 passing yards a game, third worst in the NFL. Only the Vikings and Titans gave up more passing yards. They signed Emmanuel Mosley, Cam Sutton, and then this weekend, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. So that's two corners, and C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who kind of can play anywhere, as a safety, he's a slot guy, can kind of play all over the field. My guy Sam Munson at Pro Football Focus wrote it up like this. Detroit's move to build the secondary through the draft have been a mixed bag, but rather than pigeonhole themselves into needing to get an impact corner in the first round, they added a pair of veterans in Cameron Smith and Emmanuel Mosley to ensure the baseline of play from the group is dramatically higher in 2023. Mosley allowed a passer rating of 82.8 in his coverage for his entire career, and Sutton has multiple seasons with an above-average PFF grade playing both outside and in the slot. Between those players, the Lions now know their cornerbacks are capable and can truly draft best player available rather than chase the need to fill a weak spot. That was before they added C.J. Gardner-Johnson. So they had two impact corners and a rover safety nickel corner, and they've got the sixth pick, and they have the 18th pick, and they're already the favorites to win the NFC North. Like, how are Bears fans going to feel when the sixth pick in the draft is Jalen Carter? Because I think that's coming. I think they're going to have Aiden Hutchinson and Jalen Carter on the same defensive line and say, we can take the risk because we upgraded our secondary in free agency and we have another pick at 18 overall in order to put themselves in that position. I mean, the Lions were the fifth scoring offense in the league last year. And I know, like, cynicism around the Lions being real centers around a couple of things. Dan Campbell and, like, the kneecap comment, but Nick Sirianni made a fool out of himself in his intro press conference, and that one aged pretty poorly. He ended up being great. Gets them all the way to the Super Bowl. The team seems to really buy into Campbell. Then the fact that they're the Lions, and again, I already said, the Bengals were the Bungles until they got Joe Burrow. And then the fact that they got Jared Goff. Are people familiar with what Jared Goff did last year? He threw for 4,400 yards with 29 touchdowns and 7 interceptions and a passer rating of 99. The guy was 6th in the NFL in QBR, 5th in touchdowns, 6th in yards. And he didn't even have Jameson Williams for the whole season.
He doesn't know where the sun rises, Danny.
I listen.
This guy's a moron. There's nothing going on in his stupid head.
But if they make all the plays easy, if he's got the best offensive line in football, and he's got a couple of great receivers, and a very effective running game in the red zone, right? I mean, Jameson Williams or How am I blanking on the guy's name who had all of the touchdowns last year? The running back led the league in touchdowns.
To Jamal Williams.
Thank you.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. It just said Jameson Williams, the receiver who came back from the injury from Bama. Yeah. Idiot. And I know he's not there, but like they're going to be able to do a lot of things in this draft, and their offense is already pretty damn established. They've got continuity with the quarterback, the coordinator, the receivers, the line. Running back's a fungible position. They upgraded their secondary. They've got two picks in the first round. They're going to be a very good team. So maybe Jared Goff isn't real. And maybe you could say his numbers were inflated. I got a texter say he threw for a bunch of yards on a not good team in high-scoring games. Playing in high-scoring games is a skill. Like, their home road splits were very wide this past year. They were a much better home team than road team. But being able to... Yeah, they lost to Seattle 48-45. Scoring 45, that means a lot. They scored 35 on Philly. Philly won the NFC. So I think that they are obviously going in the right direction. I think that they've had a fascinating start to their offseason, and now they don't need to take a corner with the sixth overall pick. A lot of people had them taking Witherspoon. You know, people had them taking the kid Gonzalez from Oregon, like taking a top, and maybe they still will, but going out and spending this much in free agency, I'd prepare yourselves for a ton of Lions hype. I'd prepare yourself for Jalen Carter and truly being able to go best player available at both 6 and 18 and being the darling of the offseason in many, many, many ways. Remember, man, they finished their season very strong. They finished their season 8-2. So finished the year well, high-scoring offense, upgrades in the secondary, two first-round picks, continuity of coaches. Get ready for the Lions to get a ton of love. Guy we give a lot of love to around here because he deserves it. He's calling everything, called the tournament on Westwood One, the WBC on Fox, obviously the voice of the White Sox, Jason Benetti, to talk all things next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.